Time now for a look at the markets. And we're joined this afternoon by Michael Grace of Jarden Securities. Good afternoon, Michael.
Good afternoon, Kim.
And of course, US Fed rate decision was the focus over on Wall Street, wasn't it? How did it all play out?
Yeah, indeed. Taking our lead from the Wall Street close, it's been a positive, albeit soft start to today's trading. The NZX 50 is currently up 38 points to 10,812. Of today's movers, A2 Milk is down 32 cents to 13.38. Fisher & Paykel Healthcare is up 30 cents to 17.06. Goodman Property Trust down 6 cents to $2.135 after yesterday's capital raise announcement. Port of Tauranga ex-div today 13 cents down to $6.32. And Z Energy is up 16 cents to $5.51.
Taking a look across the Tasman, Australia's just opened. How's it faring?
Positive news across the Tasman as well. The ASX 200 is currently up 19 points to 6,700. But looking at the big banks, ANZ is up 23 cents to 27.92. Commonwealth Bank up 56 cents to $82.30. Looking at resources, BHP is up 2 cents to 37.81. Elsewhere, CSL is up $1.99 to $236.76. And lastly, Macquarie is up $1.16 to $129.90.
On the currency market, how's the New Zealand dollar trading?
Mixed across the board today. The Kiwi is currently buying 63.16 US cents, 92.60 Australian cents, 50.67 British pence, 57.28 Euro cents, 68.51 Japanese yen, 4.486 Chinese renminbi, and the TWI is at 70.21.
How are interest rates and commodities looking?
Yeah, so the 90-day bank bill is at 1.17%, and oil and gold have both eased slightly following the recent attacks in Saudi Arabia. Brent crude down to $63.49 a barrel, and gold is trading at $1,491 an ounce.
Thank you. That's Michael Grace of Jarden Securities there with all the latest from the markets.